This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us
rejoice and be glad. I welcome you all here today to observe the ascension of our Lord. We're using Divine Service 1 from the Lutheran Service Book, hymn numbers 495, 701, 635, and 493. Well, Father, our service is received on the way 8, beginning on page 3 with confession and absolution, followed by the sharing of peace at the processional hymn. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and be seated for the confession of sins. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, whose mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We rise to face the center aisle and share your peace. The lectern side, the peace of the Lord be with you always. And the pulpit side, the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
In the first book of Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up. After he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, to them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Singing of the Alleluia verse. Stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Don't worry, Wendy still has a seat. And so does Pastor. But let's set place there for now. So, who here has somebody important to them that's maybe not here with them today? Maybe just like a best friend, not here today, a family member, whoever, right? So like best friends, but they're not here, right? Are you sure they're your best friend? Amen. They aren't here. That is, they're probably even local, but no, I don't know. Maybe they're not around. Everybody, right? We've got people who aren't always with us, but they're still our best friends. If you ask kids in school, oh, everybody's the best friend. She's my best friend. He's my best friend. I thought I was your best. Oh, I'm your best friend too. Yeah. Everybody can have more than one best friend. And even though they're not with you, they're still your best friend. Well, we read about Jesus today, and I thought it was interesting. It'll be great to ask the kids tomorrow. How many will know the creeds? Today we're going to say the Nicene Creed. And we go through the creed and we talk about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And when we, I don't know if everybody realizes this, I taught math, but today we're going to do a little grammar. Because that's fun too, right? So I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was incarnate. He was made flesh. Was made flesh by the Holy Spirit. He was made man. That all happened. He was crucified. Past tense. That happened. He suffered. Was buried. That happened. He rose. Not he's rising. He rises. No, he rose. Past tense. He ascended. Past tense. And sits at the right hand, present tense. So we go from past tense, and he will come again. But he sits right now at the right hand. So if Jesus is at God's right hand, if God is in the throne of glory, and Jesus is in the seat right next to him, how can he be here? How can he be with us when we're going to work, when we're sleeping? I mean, not just saying this. Is everywhere. He's with us in the Holy Spirit when we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Baptism. He's with us in his body and blood in the bread and wine when we celebrate the sacrament of the altar. He's with us in his word. He's with us in the forgiveness that's announced to us at any time, any place, everywhere. And we read in the Bible. We know that. We read these promises. At the end of Matthew, Jesus says, "Behold, I am with you to the ends of the earth. I am with you at all times." And the end of Matthew, if we say a prayer, the closing words of Matthew, the last verse, say after me, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Amen. That's our mission. Jesus is with us, and he is in all power and all glory. We heard in the epistle from Paul for us today. He's over all. We say at the end of the Lord's Prayer, "Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, all things forever and ever. Amen."
We continue with the sermon hymn, "Draw Us to Thee," on page 9. Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever been on a pilgrimage? There are many different kinds of pilgrimages. Muslims are supposed to take at least one pilgrimage during their lifetime to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Roman Catholics take pilgrimages to holy sites around the world to seek to atone for their sins, sometimes to gain an indulgence, which is supposed to remove the penalty for sin. Some baseball fans make a pilgrimage to watch a game in every stadium in the major league. Other folks make a pilgrimage every few years to Florida to see a mouse. Our trip to Germany might be called a pilgrimage to see some of the sites from Martin Luther's life, and our upcoming trip to Israel could be called a pilgrimage, see where Jesus lived and worked when he was on earth. There are different kinds of pilgrimages. All of you have been on a pilgrimage. In fact, you are on a pilgrimage right now. You are on a pilgrimage from the baptismal font to standing before the throne of God. In our readings today, we hear about Jesus' ascension into heaven to be with God the Father. This is the end of Jesus' earthly journey and the beginning of the church's pilgrimage on earth. The church has been given to proclaim to the world that the way of Jesus is the way to the throne of God. Jesus is the way. When you wonder about your pilgrimage, look to Jesus to see the shape of your journey. You are on a pilgrimage through life, death, resurrection, and ascension, with the goal to stand in your resurrected, imperishable flesh before the throne of your heavenly Father with your earthly brother, Jesus. Give thanks that Christ has already brought humanity to the throne of God, preparing the way for you. In 1 Corinthians 15, "But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death." In our gospel lesson today, we read how Jesus teaches the disciples how he fulfilled everything written about him in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Jesus ascends into heaven 40 days after his resurrection. 10 days after his ascension, the power from on high is bestowed upon the followers of Jesus at Pentecost. They receive the Holy Spirit and become witnesses for Jesus. The church, the body of Christ on earth, is born and begins its pilgrimage from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth to invite all people to join on the journey and personally make the final pilgrimage with Christ and ascend on high on the last day. 2,000 years later, the church is still on this pilgrimage to bring the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection and his ascension to all people. The children of Israel are delivered from Egypt through the waters of the Red Sea into the wilderness and finally into the Promised Land, an exodus from slavery to freedom. Jesus goes through the waters of John's baptism into the wilderness of temptation, through a time of ministry, fulfilling the scriptures, and then into suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension, an exodus from death to life. You gather each week as people on a pilgrimage. Worship begins with a remembrance of where your journey began at the baptismal font, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You hear the word of God, which has been fulfilled in Jesus, and learn more about your journey. You receive the true body and blood of Christ in a mysterious way in the bread and wine at the Lord's altar to strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Ponder this mystery. You receive the very body and blood of Jesus that are at the throne of God, saving a place for you. You gather together and sing praises to the Lord as a foretaste of what is coming on the last day, when you will praise God face to face. You're on a pilgrimage, an exodus from slavery to sin to freedom in Christ, an exodus from death to life, a journey from the waters of baptism to the throne of God. So many in this world do not see Jesus' ascension as giving shape to their journey. So many are not on a pilgrimage to the throne of God, but instead are just wandering through this life without direction. They have been told they are the meaningless byproduct of an endless series of random mutations, that they're just stardust residue from a great explosion. Lost in the world, they live in constant fear of death, which is always lurking and getting ever closer every day. So many folks live like this, desperately trying to find meaning and purpose in the things of this world. They feel that they are missing something, but they don't know what, and so they seek peace by following their every urge and desire, thinking that this will bring them fulfillment. And they are disappointed. They should be on a pilgrimage to the throne of God, but they have rejected the narrow path for the wide, easy one. You know the way. Jesus is the way. So, pilgrim, remain faithful on your journey. Cling to the word of God, which guides you on your pilgrimage. Love God and love your neighbor. Pause in your vocation as a worker to gather in worship each week to remember why you are on the pilgrimage and receive strength for the journey. Remember that Jesus is the leader of your pilgrimage. He has gone ahead to blaze the trail, and you get to follow in his footsteps. Invite others to join you on the pilgrimage, where you have meaning and purpose and death has lost its sting. Jesus is on the top of the Mount of Olives with his disciples. He has said his final words to them and ascends up, and a cloud takes him from their sight. The disciples just stare upwards when two angels appear and stand nearby and tell them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way you saw him go into heaven." Jesus will come back and raise you from the dead and take you to be with him forever in the presence of God. Until then, you're on your pilgrimage, following Jesus. And as you ponder Jesus' ascension, know that you can honestly say, as you picture Jesus ascending, that will be me one day. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. And was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Prayers today, remember Carolyn Ott undergoing radiation treatments, the family of Don Elbra, who died this week, Rebecca Prosper, who has cancer, for Beth Fleming's daughter Carissa, struggling with pneumonia, for Don Barnhart's sister Barbara Johnson, who's diagnosed with multiple myeloma, for Jeff Snell, Adam and Alina's son, receiving treatments, for the Vanoss family, friends of the Bernie family, their daughter was killed in an ATV accident and the father was injured. For Tracy Clement, or Clayman, the daughter of Pauline Futalski, who's having surgery on the 19th. And for Shauna Miller, Dolores Bowman's granddaughter, who had back surgery on the 19th. And a prayer of thanksgiving for Heather and Aaron Miller at the birth of their baby boy, Theodore Gerhardt. And a prayer of thanksgiving for Megan and Richard Jefferson at the birth of their baby boy, Henry Richard. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. In praise of our King, who has gone up with a shout and sound of a trumpet, ascended in triumph and seated at God's right hand, that we would ever rejoice and live the truth of his victory for us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the proclamation of the Church as she goes into all the world and to the whole creation of the gospel, that many may believe, be baptized, and be saved. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That in the midst of our enemies, God would calm our fears and fix our eyes on Christ, seated at his right hand until he at last makes his enemies his footstool. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Joseph and all our leaders, that since the Son will shatter kings when he executes judgment on the nations, he would keep them from acting in ways that will earn them his wrath, and that God will give them wisdom to govern in accordance with his righteous ways. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Carolyn, Don's family, Becky, Carissa, Barbara, Jeff, the Vanos family, Tracy, Shauna, the Millers, and the Jeffersons, and all who suffer in our midst, that the Lord would deliver them from sickness of body and mind and every other power of the enemy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who knew that God would keep us from hardness of heart and unbelief, helping us to believe the witness of those who saw Christ after he had risen, so we may joyfully recline at the table with him today, eating his body and drinking his blood in a worthy manner. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. For you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. To celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb, this kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you. mercy would strengthen us to the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give